With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Supreme Court says no to a quick ruling on former President Trump. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The High Court says it won't immediately take up a plea by Special Counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. That means the issue will be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. That court has indicated it will decide the case quickly. Special Counsel Smith warned that even a quick appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Former President Trump says he's eager to debate President Biden, even if the debates are sponsored by the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates. And he says he's open to debating a single Republican rival if a serious challenger emerges after the New Hampshire primary. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on holiday travel.
Millions of us are on the road or in the air traveling for the holidays. U.S. airlines say they got this. They indicate they can handle the holiday crowds after hiring thousands of pilots, flight attendants, and other workers. They're trying not to have a repeat of last Christmas season when a Southwest Airlines debacle stranded more than 2 million people. The TSA expects to screen more than 2.5 million travelers today, expected to be the busiest day for air travel this season, along with New Year's Day. But more of us are going to drive. The busiest days on the road will be Saturday and next Thursday, December 28th, according to INRIX, the transportation data provider. I'm Rita Foley.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 18 points, the Nasdaq rose 29, the S&P advanced 7, and oil down to $73.55 a barrel. This is SRN News. A lot of Christian colleges support Planned Parenthood.
According to a report from Students for Life of America, about 10% of the country's 767 colleges and universities, which are affiliated with Christian churches, have a relationship with the nation's largest abortion business. Even more troubling is the fact the percentage is growing, with more Christian schools supporting Planned Parenthood now than 2 years ago. SFLA is urging those colleges to mend their ways. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nigerian government has slashed public transportation fees during the Christmas season in hopes of helping Christians make it home for the holiday. The African country is suffering economic hardships caused by the government's new austerity measures. About half of Nigeria's population is Christian, and many see Christmas as a once-a-year opportunity to reunite with families back in rural areas. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation fell last month.
The report from the Commerce Department showed that U.S. consumer prices slid 0.1% last month from October and were up 2.6% from November 2022. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation last month was up 0.1% from October and 3.2% from a year earlier. All of the numbers showed somewhat more progress against inflation than economists had expected. Ken Lorman reporting.
The holiday travel rush is hitting its peak as mild weather and lower flight cancellation rates raise hope for merrier drivers and airline passengers than last year. On Wall Street, the Dow closed out the week with an 18-point loss. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jeremy House.
More details at srnnews.com.